From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama flies to Cuba Sunday. He is embarking on a historic trip with the two nations moving to normalize relations after 55 years where they broke off ties. President Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to travel to Cuba in almost 90 years. He will cap a visit with a direct address to the Cuban people, outlining his vision for the future U.S.-Cuba relationship. Nearly 40 U.S. lawmakers and almost a dozen CEOs are joining President Obama for his trip to Cuba. The White House says 8 U.S. senators and 31 members of the House of Representatives are traveling to Cuba. Most are Democrats, but a few Republicans are also along. They include Arizona Senator Jeff Flake and South Carolina Representative Mark Sanford. You can read more details on the president's trip at voanews.com. Iran's supreme leader said Sunday that Washington has continued its animosity toward Tehran, despite a friendly message by President Barack Obama marking the Persian New Year. The state television broadcast Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's New Year speech Sunday live from the northern city of Mashhad, where he said that the U.S., that from one hand, they send a New Year message, and on the other hand, they have kept economic sanctions. A mudslide on a hilly track buried 8 teenage students returning home after exams in northern Pakistan after several days of heavy rain, according to officials Sunday. A spokesman for the local disaster management authority said the incident occurred Saturday. This is VOA News.